It is 12:06. We are back in session. On to item number 21. Thank you for your patience. Discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 23-695, setting the tax rate levy at 3.4607% for the fiscal year 23-24. Comptroller McCain.
Good afternoon. Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller, for the record. This is a bit of housekeeping. The tax rate is actually decided in February. This resolution sets the tax rate for the coming fiscal year. We have not changed anything, so if you have any questions for me, I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer? Nope. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments?
He may have a tough time hearing because we moved it over there, so he can. So,
Jennifer, do you want to ask Commissioner Gilman if he has any
Commissioner
questions?
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for me?
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I do not have any questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item?
Lance, you're good. Commissioner Gilman? Can you hear us?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear us?
I got you. Yeah, I can. You bet.
Chairman Carmona asked if you have any questions regarding the presentation that was just given.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. One more time. Is there any public comment on this? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the resolution number 23-695, setting the tax rate levy at 3.4607 for fiscal year 2023-2024.
There's a motion. Do we have a second?
Second the motion.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 22, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the transfers in various funds within the Story County 22-23 budget pursuant to NRS 354.59800 that have a net adjustment of $0. Comptroller McCain.
Good afternoon, Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. NRS 354 .598005 allows us to augment and transfer our budget for unforeseen or unplanned for circumstances. This year we have no augments, only transfers. I do need to note ahead before going into this that we've made a few modifications that came to my attention since the submitted transfers. Still no additional cost to the county. The additional amounts equal $22,500, giving us a total of transfers of $1,069,568. 51% of this is equated to the TRI payback from the special fund of capital projects. So I just will go through some of these transfers very quickly and let you know where we are. Also, I'd like to note that with this past year, we have had significant out-of-budget purchases, for example, the snowblower, just due to the emergencies that arose. So I am very pleased with our county for the actual amount that we are transferring. We did very well, very conservative in our budget, and when people were spending out of budget, I asked them to make the accommodations in other areas of their budget. The fact that we're only transferring $1 million with half of it being a very large amount for one payment, I think that gives testament to everyone. All of our department heads are really paying attention to their budget and helping me stay within those bounds. With that being said, we have several transfers between objects, which are either salaries, salary benefits, service and supplies, and capital purchases. So these first group of transfers are within the same department. The commissioner's department, we had several transfers from professional services, which is within the service and supplies object, into wages and wage benefits. This is mostly due to the fact that the business development position was not budgeted for as of July 1st last year, so we knew that this was going to be a significant change. It's kind of hard to make accommodations and wages to account for something that's unbudgeted for, so we understood this was going to happen. That total transfer is $124,500. The clerk treasurer, we had a transfer in from election expense into health insurance of $3,000. I'd like to note that most of the health insurance transfers are because of the change that we made mid-year where we are offering employees 100% health benefit. The sheriff's department, we had budgeted originally for wages and benefits to be under a specific object code for jail. That did not happen for half of the year with the new sheriff. So we had available funds of $14,000 to transfer to capital outlay to make room for a TASER contract payment that was overlooked. As well, this has one new charge to capital outlay. After going through some of their sheds, they found a very large mouse and rat infestation and need to purchase a Connex container in order to have this rodent proof. So that became a very quick need, and he'll be purchasing that soon. The district attorney's office, we also are transferring out of professional services into wages, and that was due to a longevity calculation error, and then again the health insurance. This is one area where I opted to transfer an additional $1,000 into the health insurance. I felt that my numbers were maybe just a little too close, and since we had some room, I wanted a little bit more of a buffer. Community relations, we are transferring out of their operating supplies and tires into wages. There was an unbudgeted, the increase amount for this position and wasn't accounted for in the original calculations. In the service department, we are transferring out of computer software $5,500 into overtime wages. This was an unbudgeted amount of overtime. The senior center, we are taking from their their liability insurance premium, $12,000, and transferring that into their wages accounts. This is for increases that were not accounted for throughout the year. This is a total of department within objects of $181,000. Sorry about that. Then we have one transfer between departments. The district attorney's office had approximately half of their professional service budget, which was going to go unused. So after talking with the DA, I'm moving $70,000 into buildings and grounds. $55,000 is going to be into the utilities, which they pay utilities for all county buildings. There was a significant increase that we were unaware of as budgeting last year, as well as building maintenance. $15,000 will go into this. Part of that is for elevators and pipers and the courthouse that we just became aware of within the last month or so. Then we're able to transfer from contingency into the general fund departments and special revenue funds. So we are transferring $123,300 from contingency into general fund departments. That will go into swimming pool wages at $10,000, community relations for health insurance at $4,000. Communications will receive $61,000 to make their overtime budget whole, and $24,300 into their capital outlay for an unbudgeted recorder that needed to be paid for. As well, IT will receive $24,000 in their capital outlay budget. This is mainly due to the unbudgeted. When we were able to move into switch earlier than we had anticipated. Then we're moving $68,300 of contingency money into two special revenue funds. The first one is indigent accident, needs an additional $63,300 in their expenses. This is due to higher than anticipated property tax collected, which is then distributed back to indigent accident fund, and we pay that money out to the state. So it's not a bad thing that this one is out of budget. We received more money than we anticipated, therefore we have to pay out more than we anticipated. As well, in contingency, we are transferring $5,000 into the sewer chemicals account. There's also resolution 23-696, which you will approve this transfer, because on the budget side of things, the sewer budget is separate than the county budget. Therefore, we need a resolution which is going to transfer that money. And then when we discuss this in the water and sewer part of the meeting, you'll have a resolution that will accept this money. Then we have a few transfers within a special revenue fund between those objects, and that is for the road department. The road department is transferring $83,000 from the Lockwood Road Improvement account into wages, overtime, PERS, and health insurance. Originally, on the paperwork that you have, we were transferring $16,500 into wages. However, a few things have come to light over the past couple weeks, and we have changed that to be $32,000. As well, $19,000 into overtime, and PERS is $12,000. That was originally $10,000, and health insurance is $20,000. Transfers between special revenue funds are the capital projects will transfer $543,968 to make the budget whole in the tri-payback for the 2021 payment that was due. And that's all I have, unless you have some questions for me.
Thank you, Comptroller. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer?
I have no questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the transfers within the 2022-2023 Story County budget in the amount of $1,069,568 in total between general fund departments, funds, and contingency, with a net adjustment to the county budget of $0. And move to approve resolution 23-696 to transfer funds from contingency to the Story County Sewer Fund.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Moving on to item number 25 is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board, bringing us to item number 26, which is discussion for possible action. Did I skip one? I was wondering why Jennifer was still here. I didn't convene as a sewer board yet.
Right.
Because I just missed 24. All right, thanks. We're going to scratch that. We're going to recess to convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board, bringing us to item number 24, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 23-694, approving the acceptance of a transfer of $5,000 from the Story County contingency to the Story County Sewer Fund. This transfer will have a net adjustment of $0 to the Story County budgets. Comptroller McCain.
Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller, for the record. The Sewer Fund had a need to hold their budget up of $5,000 regarding to increased chemical costs. Therefore, the Story County contingency is transferring $5,000 to the Story County Sewer Fund. This resolution approves your acceptance of this money, or budget, excuse me.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer about this item?
No questions. Thank you, Governor.
Ms. Sherman-Mitchell?
So just to make sure I understand, the resolution 696 was authorizing the transfer on the front end. 694 is receiving the transfer?
Correct.
Thank you.
Second motion.
There's no motion yet, Commissioner. Hold on. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution 23-694, accepting the transfer $5,000 from the Story County contingency to the Story County Sewer Fund. This transfer will have a net adjustment of $0 to Story County budgets.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
All right, back on track. Item number 25 is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. Bringing us to item number 26, which is discussion for possible action. This is the Fire District Consent Agenda. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding the consent agenda for the Fire District?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
I don't have any questions.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the modifications to personnel policies P503A, non-represented employee compensation, P602 annual leave, P603 sick leave, P701 health insurance coverage, and the creation of P505 longevity pay.
Second motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 27, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 23-692, a resolution setting grade and salary ranges of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 474.470 for appointed and non-represented Story County Fire Protection District employees for the 23-24 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for the appointed Story County Fire Protection District employees with the adjustment of removing the Fire Inspector 2 position, reclassifying the Fire Marshal as a Prevention Battalion Chief, and reclassifying wildland grant-funded positions. Chief.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. This is that time of year again where we're just updating it. One thing about it is this resolution does reflect the agreed upon 1% COLA through the Story County Firefighters Association that is equally applied to the non-represented. And that has been budgeted for, so that has no impact on our next budget. Within this document, I did outline that the fire marshal is being eliminated as a standalone position. It'd be made a battalion chief. That's for a couple of reasons. One, to put us in line regionally where that position has been sitting, and as well to ensure that we can get that person, and currently we already have that person covered under police fire PERS, but this just establishes it in the future to where we're not going to face those issues anymore, hopefully. Next, you look under all the grant-funded positions, which we refer to as our fuels crew right now. When we established this crew, we've been fighting to get them police fire coverage since their inception with no luck with PERS, and that was generally based upon their classifications. So we're reclassifying these to better align with a rank structure that's recognized within the fire service and already approved by PERS. While we were doing that, we did a comp study. I'd like to thank Jeannie Green for her assistance in it to also align them with comparable fuels crew modules throughout the region. So we did come up with the new grades. As you can see, we've done it all in editable form, so you can see where we're moving him from and to. But hopefully this will secure the police fire retirement for them, allow them to get the heart lung bills and other things that are specifically outlined in NRS for firefighters. With the grant funded positions, this is negotiated through NV Energy. They do know this increase is coming. So again, this is another element that has no physical impact to the fire protection district. We just need to reach back out and renew our contract with them with an updated PO of those expenses. As well, there's been some minor language in here that has changed. One toward the top of the page, it's the third whereas. We just aligned that with Story County Firefighter Association. And lastly, we had quite lengthy language in there for our PERS, and we just matched the counties so that the documents are fairly similar and you're used to the same language. But I'll answer any questions you may have.
All right, thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the Chief? Fire Commissioner Mitchell, do you have any questions for the Chief?
I don't have any questions, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 23-692, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 474.470 for appointment and not for appointed and non-represented Story County Fire Protection District employees for the 2023-24 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed and non-represented Story County Fire Protection District employees.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
And Commissioners, if you'll indulge me, I believe there might have been a mistake on item number 25, I believe, for the consent, and I actually listed that under the regular agenda. I just want to verify that real quick before I leave.
I must have an old copy of that because I don't see anything about consent.
I don't either, but I assume it was consent agenda.
Yeah, and forgive me, generally we do put those under the consent agenda. Just this one with some of the provisions in there. I just want to give the board an opportunity to ask any questions. So if we'd like to go back, I can answer any questions. Sounds like you're all good with it anyway. So for the record, to keep the agenda straight, I think we probably ought to go back on that one.
Okay.
And Keith, that'd be up to the DA.
Well, consent agenda is once the subject to an action, so it's still an action item.
Okay.
And if there's questions, they could have been brought up under that, but there's some issues with that.
Okay. I just want to make sure we keep the record straight there.
Understood. Yeah, I think the chairman may have referenced it as consent when he introduced the item. My motion did not reference consent. It just listed the contents of the item as an action item. So.
Right.
That works.
I think we're fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. I'll take that as a move. Good.
Perfect. Thank you.
Are we not... We're not doing that this
week? But next meeting.
Fair enough. Thank you. Makes sense as to why it's not on here. All right. On to item number 28 is to recess to convene as the Story County Liquor Licensing Board, bringing us to item number 29, which is the discussion for possible action. It's the first reading for on-sale liquor license. Applicant is Demetrio Gonzalez Trujillo of Jehovah Es Mi Pastor, 727 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, 89434. Is the sheriff going to take this?